Welcome to the base report with Frankie Stocks here on the Stu Peters Network. Frankie Stocks coming to you live from here in Washington, D.C. Frankie Stocks here reporting for the Stu Peters Network in Washington, D.C., where we are undercover doing a little bit of reconnaissance.
This is what the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society wants to take away from you.
Welcome to the base report with Frankie Stocks here.
Frankie Stocks has been paying close attention to all of this for us. He joins us now to share more.
Your top three stories in 3 minutes from your base reporter, Frankie Stocks. This is The Base Report.
You know, being able to hang out over on Instagram has just been the biggest blessing ever. We have amassed at Real Life Stu on Instagram, if you're not following me yet, at Real Life Stu, and we have amassed more than 25,000 followers in a matter of just 3 weeks because people want the truth. And people are starting to see the truth about Donald Trump, too. There's a lot of DMs in my inbox. You know, Trump voters. We actually have a Trump voter in the green room right now, Frankie Stocks, for the Base Report. And we sat here on election night after Frankie had gone and cast his vote for Donald Trump. I wrote in Thomas Massey, who, by the way, we'll get into that as well, Miriam Adelson, and AIPAC Kentucky, basically. You know, MAGA Kentucky is just AIPAC Kentucky, spending all kinds of money. We'll get the figures from Frankie Stocks here in just a second to get rid of Thomas Massey, who's literally sacrificed all of it. Okay, I mean, he lost his wife. These people took down 3,000 people on American soil on 9/11. They shot JFK in broad daylight right out in front of everybody. They hanged Saddam Hussein on the international stage. They shot Charlie Kirk on September 10th. And these are the people that Donald Trump is so cowardly giving the reins of power to, furthering their influence, furthering their supremacy in our country. That guy is the biggest coward and traitor, and very likely pedophile, to be honest with you. The Operation Warp Speed mass murderer that Donald Trump is, people are starting to realize this stuff. And then they're going, well, what do we do? What do we do? Well, we have a lot of answers and a lot of remedy and a lot of solutions here. And honestly, that's why we've been cast from the clique. Once again, the Stu Peters Show, the Stu Peters Network, us as a family, Stu crew, we are on an island once again. And all of the movements and all of the little cliques, yeah, we're not welcome inside of these circles. Because these people, they won't be able to collect super chats anymore. They won't be able to make a living talking about all of the problems, asking all of the questions. If there would be like a Stu Peters rise to power and I was able to just affect the solution, which really is not that difficult. It really isn't that difficult to become number 110. And that's what we strive for. And that's what our remedy is all about. That's why we present these different solutions. By the way, I just want to thank everybody who has pledged $9 a month and become a member of the Stu crew. If you have not yet done that, StuPeters.tv is the website that you're going to go to. I'll put it on the screen right here, StuPeters.tv. $9 a month, or if you want to do annually here, it's $90. You could put a promo code in. I don't know if it's, what's this promo code trick? I don't know what that is. But I think, oh, that code has expired. All right. $90 for the year, $9 for the month. We'll throw another promo code in there. Brittany, if you're listening, let's get a promo code in there and get a discount for the annual. But for your either $90 annually or $9 a month, collectively, it makes a huge difference. It keeps us on the air because we have shooed away all of these advertisers or sponsors that have come to us with this, you know, soften your message. They've gone away on their own because we will not. We will not negotiate. We will not capitulate. We will not bow to. We will not soften or change any of our message because our message is that of righteousness. Our message is that of the truth, whether it be uncomfortable, whether it change everything that you thought that you knew to be true. You may have made life decisions based on the information that you had received from Fox or from some other podcaster or digital alternative media news network. Something that you learned in church. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the church here in the next few minutes. There's been some news on the Calvary Chapel front, if you've been following that story, this pastor, Mike Montgomery, who has stalked me, he has waited outside of my home for 45 minutes at a time to berate me in front of my children and one of my son's friends who went home crying to his mom because this massively obese pastor was cussing at me and damning my soul to hell eternally because of my stance on Israel. My sister, Brittany, who's the chief operating officer here at the Stu Peters Network, was at the coffee shop with me on one of her first visits to Red Wing after being hired by the company. And this guy came into this coffee shop and just started yelling and screaming in front of everybody. Just a couple of weeks back, I was in the bakery with my little daughter, Reagan, just spending a little bit of time with her, some daddy-daughter time. I was having a coffee. She was having her little donut. And this guy saw me and he flipped around and he came into that bakery and started yelling at me about Jews and about Israel. And then, of course, you know, over five times, the guy went down to my boat where it's in the marina and he egged it. I finally put up a camera after the fourth time, caught him on the fifth time. $32,000 in damage. But it's really not about that. It's not about me. It's not about the boat. It's not about the eggs. It's not even really about stalking me and harassing me or berating me and chastising me in front of my children or making neighbor kids cry and go home to their moms wondering what in the hell is going on. It's not even about that. It is about what has been done to our church and by extension, what the enemy is trying to do to your faith. He's trying to shake you. That's what's happening. He's trying to pervert your brains. He's trying to pervert your minds. God told us that all of this was going to happen. Jesus Christ warned us about these people, the synagogue of Satan. They have perverted, they have subjugated, they have infiltrated, they have set their crosshairs on the target of anything that's morally upright, anything that reflects Jesus Christ in the way that we walk, the way that we live our lives, the way that we talk. The power of the tongue is very important. We have to respect this platform because it's God's platform. And I gave this platform to God on day one and said, I will be obedient. I will be your faithful and loyal servant. Send me into battle however you see fit. And I will make whatever sacrifice necessary to make sure that we are constantly upholding your word, your truth, your way, and emitting your light. So long as you let me, so help me God. And we've done that. And so, of course, we've been persecuted. And that's been by means of, you know, financial departure. That means that sponsors have gone away from us. And that means that because we stay steadfast and stand on our convictions and the rock of truth, that means that we will have to say goodbye to some of these things like the money that they dangle out in front of me. But money has never controlled me and it never will. We do need your help. You can support us with $9 a month, again, stupeters.tv. And I was just telling Frankie, we'll get to him in just a second for the base report, but I was just telling him, if you go over to the SPN store, if you go to spnstore.com, of course, it's really fun to be white. Never thought that I would be a published author, much less that of a children's book, but you can find It's Really Fun to Be White, which is a very important book. It's not a joke. It's 48 pages of very comprehensive illustrations and a message of truth for our white children. So if you have white children that are important to you and your family, or that you know, your acquaintances, you know that they're walking on to a spiritual battlefield in these institutions of learning that we call public schools. You know that they're being told that they're evil, that they're oppressors, that they're Hitler-esque, that they owe the world an apology for being born the wrong skin color because they're white. And every other race has been empowered. It's really fun to be a little Jew boy. You can find books like that all over the bookshelves at public schools about how great it is to be black or to be a little gay boy or to be a transgender and mutilate your genitals or to have sexual relationships with grown men or women. You can find books like that all over the place. We've had guests on this show. We had a sixth grader on this show that was reading a book that was pushed to him by the librarian, not just something that he stumbled across. It was pushed onto him, and then multiple occasions, this librarian was trying to force these books onto this little sixth grader, who then went home and showed these books to his dad, then went before his school board and started reading these books aloud, and he was censored. They shut him down. You can't read books like that here. This is a room full of adults. If you can't read that book, which, by the way, was manuals on how to perform oral sex with adults or with the same sex. Graphic depictions about the first time that a boy had anal sex with a grown man. It was disgusting. And he was reading these books and they shut him down. You can't talk like that. Well, if I can't talk like that in front of a group of adults without you being shocked and horrified and embarrassed, then why is my librarian allowed to shove these books in my face? And you bet your butt, if you go to your local school right now and you go into the school library and start perusing around, you'll be horrified. And they try to do all of this in secrecy. They try to do all of this in the dark. They try to, you know, build up your trust in these institutions of learning. Your child is safe with us. Just give us your child for 6, 8, 10 hours a day. And by the way, if you ask homeschoolers, how long does it take to complete the lessons, an entire week of schooling, as far as curriculum, we're talking math, English, history, science, you know, the core subjects. It takes about 2 hours to cover a full week. And so you've got your kids putting in essentially 40-hour work weeks of indoctrination and programming how to think the correct way. How to think in a socially acceptable type of way, where you will prop up the synagogue of Satan, where you will glorify homosexual relationships between children and grown adults, and that you'll go out into the real world someday, not only just tolerating, but promoting and preferably becoming this evil. So it's really important to teach our white children that, no, they are the light. And that everywhere that they have gone historically and everywhere that they will go, they will bring that light with them. It's Really Fun to Be White, available on Amazon. It held number one for many, many weeks. You can also find Occupied at spnstore.com. That film sits right here on my desk every day. A great film that was meant basically to be the eye-opener for people like your boomer dad, your Aunt Betty, your fat Uncle Stan. You know, they have been big fans of the conservative flavor of Jewish propaganda. They've been watching the Fox News channel. They watch Fox and Friends in the morning. They get told how great Israel is. And I was one of these victims for a very long time. Occupied helped to wake a lot of people up after I was awakened to all of this. You can get that at spnstore.com, so you have the physical copy. But what I was surprised about, and I'm like, okay, I got to talk about this. Over the weekend, all of the shirts have been made available at spnstore.com. My favorite is the Guess Who Silenced Him Charlie Kirk shirt. You can see the red hand over the mouth of Charlie Kirk because he was about to J-pill millions of college-age Zoomers who I believe, if led correctly, will save the West. And he was about to start asking those same questions that he was first asking in private, very likely pillow talk with Erica. We'll get into that. But there you can see the red hand covering Charlie Kirk's mouth because that's who silenced him. And you can see the Star of Rem fan right there. Again, then the legacy shirt for the flagship show, the Stu Peter Show shirt, Christ is King. Everybody in this audience should have a Christ is King shirt. Occupied, if you want to start, you know, generating curiosity, if you want to start J-pilling people, wear that shirt for a couple of days. See the questions that you get wearing the Occupied shirt. Of course, the hoodies. By the way, all of these things, these are not the typical Hanes or the Gildan. These are the ones that make your nipples hurt. You know what I'm talking about. They're very coarse and they look like you're wearing like some sort of an inflatable balloon, or like you could just spread them out and you could become a paraglider, maybe even defeat the Iron Dome on a hang glider and sail in, go completely undetected. That's what these shirts were. A lot of these other grifter types, they will sell these cheap shirts because then they have a huge markup. They're making $30 a shirt. No, if we're asking $30 for a shirt, it's because we spent nearly $30 on a shirt. These are next level blanks. They're super high quality. They fit the guns right. If you've been working out, you want to show off the physique, or you know, I mean, it just fits in the right areas. Even when I had the dad bod, it made me look like I had been working out. They're soft. They never fade. They don't shrink. They fit perfectly. So spnstore.com, we feature these. If you're a J-proof holder, of course, that T-shirt is there. Deport them all. 1776 never ended. Indict, try, fry. One of the classics here, but it's kind of a newly revamped design. You can get these things, by the way, in multiple colors, not just black and white. I tried to send them back. I mean, look at that one. That is a great shirt. Won't bow down. We fought the wrong enemy. The Stu Crew shirts, look at that retro version. The ICE agent deport them all. The unvaxxed. I mean, this is This is good stuff, but look at this. We've got stickers, too. Unvaxxed and uncensored, StuPeters.com. You can help us a whole lot by ordering these cheap little stickers, $6 a piece. Order 6 million of them. It would be great if we could sell, at least 271,000 of these bumper stickers, because then we know that all over the place, people are learning why we should be number 110. Exposing the lies, StuPeters.com. I watch StuPeters.tv uncensored, unafraid, and we are unstoppable. 1776 never ended. It's a great decal for the back of your Ford F-150 or half-ton pickup truck, whatever it is. Here's all the shirts. Guess who silenced him? Definitely my favorite and the number one seller in the store right now. All right, SPNstore.com. Have a whole lot of fun there. We appreciate your support, seriously. And for those of you that have made the commitment to be a part of the Stu crew, we really do. I mean, we would not be here, but we need a lot more, because I think there's probably only about 0.5% or maybe 1% of our total Rumble viewers who have said, yeah, you know what? Stu's fighting the good fight. He's put himself on an island. He's caught a lot of arrows. He deserves $9 a month. Even if you don't want the 24/7 live chat, even if you're uninterested in having early access to the documentary films like Occupied or the upcoming docu-series called Vaccination, which is going to be exclusively available to our supporters, because we want to reward you with this information and also to signal, hey, we're going to hang a little bit of stuff out there. We're trying to entice you because we really need to expand those people who are monetarily contributing to this network, which should be viewed as the most effective weapon in alternative media. And that's because, you know what? Look, we don't do the 180 flip arounds. We don't look at stories or situations or things that are going on and say, what should my take be? What will best and most properly benefit this network or my reputation, or allow me to continue holding on to blue check marks and verified statuses, or to allow to hobnob and rub elbows with this group of grifters and these people here? We've got a real movement going on here. What'll get me access to Tucker Carlson? You know, we're not doing that. We just say the truth. And although be it uncomfortable and a lot of times very ahead of the times, we still say those things and we don't back down. And when we are wrong, which is very rarely, but the couple of times that I can think of over the last nearly 6 years that we have been wrong, we immediately correct the record, because we are people of integrity at this network. And everybody that works here, Frankie Stocks included, you know, Alex, Brittany, everybody that's here, no matter in what capacity, whether they're editing videos, they're passionate about this content. They're not just paid a salary. They're not just, you know, here for the job. They're here because they believe, just like you are. And so your $9 a month goes a long way. All right, I'm going to get off my soapbox now. Please go to StuPeters.tv and help us out. Frankie Stocks is here for the Base Report. Do you agree, though? I mean, like, you're here because, not because of the paycheck. You know, that's a nice adverse event that goes along with it, a positive side effect. But you're here because you believe in these things. I mean, and you've been on fire. The comments that I get, and when I'm watching the live chat on the Base Report, people love you. And we found a diamond in the rough. I need to find another 109 Frankie Stocks, you know, if there are any out there. I don't think that there's 109 more Frankie Stocks out there. You're definitely one in 6 million, buddy. We really appreciate all the hard work that you're doing. But
thank you, Stu. I love doing it, man. I tell people all the time, I'm compelled to do this. I couldn't stop if I tried to. I'm compelled to do it. We're going to win in the end. And I love getting up every day. And
we're winning right now. Winning right now so big. And that's why we're seeing, you know, this just like exponential increase in the amount of degeneracy and chaos and perversion and corruption, criminal activity, destruction and death. The amount that we're seeing right now is because these people have to play their cards. Because I think they're all out on the table right now. And as we continue to uncover more, you've got 3 minutes to tell the world the truth about the things that the Fox News channel is not talking about. The Base Report starts right now.
Thanks, Stu. And yeah, they are putting all their cards out on the table right now. And you mentioned the synagogue of Satan, and the synagogue of Satan, of course, is revving up to interfere in America's 2026 midterm elections big time. We've got Miriam Adelson, among other Jewish billionaires, pledging at least $20 million to unseat Thomas Massie in Kentucky's 4th District. This is on top of the more than $2 million that Adelson has already pushed into the 4th District of Kentucky, running negative anti-Massie ad campaigns. They are putting all the money on the table. They're pulling out all the stops trying to get rid of this guy. They've trotted out this Ed Gallrine. This is a very questionable last name, by the way. Ed Gallrine. This is a former Navy SEAL. He's an ardent Zionist. This is a guy who we're supposed to believe is some kind of America First patriot, who, of course, is backed by Miriam Nelson, Paul Singer, John Paulson, and apparently Donald Trump, who's in on this whole thing. Now, Adelson, Paulson, Singer, and Trump, they have unseated almost every other Republican anti-Zionist, or even, you know, slightly on the anti-Zionist side of the fence. And so now they are going all in on trying to remove Thomas Massie from office. They also want to dump some money into Marjorie Taylor Greene's district, but that's a much different district in that she is like 90-some percent approval in her district. The district is almost all white. It's almost all founding stock white Americans at that, not just all white, but like heritage American type of white. I think she's pretty firmly entrenched in her district, but they think that they can go in here and flip over on Massie and get this Gallrine guy the nomination, and they are probably going to just rig it if they can't. You know, we've seen this happen all over the country. Bob Good in my district, Trump was bragging that he got Bob Good removed from office along with Miriam Adelson and others so that they could replace him with this guy John McGuire. So they're going down the line here and trying to remove all these people, and now it's Thomas Massey's turn. So Miriam Adelson, former IDF member, served Israel for at least 2 years, and now she continues to serve them with her billions of dollars. She's dumping in $20 million, trying to get rid of Thomas Massie. Now, another Israel-related story here.
Hold on. Before you move on, though, a lot of people don't realize that Miriam Adelson served in the IDF. I just want you to gloss over that. I mean, that is who is funding the removal of Thomas Massie. That should tell you everything that you need to know. And there was a graphic that was on the screen. We should put it back up there. Just put it where you left off. This is the, okay, here it is. This is Thomas Massie and what he has raised versus what he has spent. He has about $1 million on hand right there, $907,000. It talks about the contributors and who they are, by the way. Everybody should be applauding these people. But then look at this. The top industries, retired people. Retired people are number one. That's a huge white pill for me. Now, that may mean that there are just a lot of retired people in Thomas Massie's district in Kentucky, but it could also mean, you know, these people see it his way. Retired people see it Thomas Massie's way. So when he's talking about these people and the unbelievable amount of influence and power that they have in our government and its processes, these people are starting to wake up to that. Lawyers and law firms, real estate, securities and investment. The number two is Republican or conservative people. That's a huge white pill for me. However, The difference in actual funds that Thomas Massie is able to raise versus the amount of money that Miriam Adelson has, there's just no way. We can't match $20 million, but we can make a hell of a run at it. And it doesn't matter where you are, you should be contributing to Thomas Massie. And also, I'm going to have some serious conversations. I'm going to fly into Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'm going to sit down with Dr. Michael Rechtenwald, who is the founder of AZAPAC, which is the answer or the counterweight or the counterpunch to AIPAC, the Anti-Zionist America Political Action Committee. And if you haven't seen AZAPAC's platform, go to aza-pac.com and go find out what AZAPAC is all about. But I'm going to fly into Pittsburgh sometime in the next couple of weeks. I need to go sit down with him and talk about Thomas Massie. We have to make sure that AZAPAC has a priority set on making sure that Thomas Massie stays in office. And then we can move on to Marjorie Taylor Greene. But anyways, I just wanted to show that. Go ahead.
Yeah, 100%, Stu. And on that note of Miriam Adelson in the IDF, Miriam Adelson fulfilled her compulsory 2 years of service to the state of Israel. She was stationed in a medical facility, a medical lab of some sort. But this just goes to show, and this should remind everyone.
She looks like she was created in a medical lab.
Yeah, she does, especially with that ridiculous hair.
Yeah, Petri dish creation.
Yeah, and this should really go to show everyone, though, Americans do not fulfill compulsory military service to other countries because Americans are not citizens of other countries. So when people try to look at you with a straight face and say, Miriam Adelson is a citizen of the United States, yeah, Miriam Adelson is a paper American. She was given U.S. citizenship so that she could take advantage of the United States economic zone and send the money back to Israel and then flip the money around and use it to purchase political candidates and purchase political power here in the United States on behalf of Israel, and let's be honest, on behalf of herself and her own little niche inside of this.
All the while saying, I'm an American that supports Donald Trump. you know, and then you see Donald Trump talking to her and saying, yeah, who do you like better, Miriam? What do you like better, the United States or Israel? And she couldn't answer. Because we all know what the answer is, much like you went into the halls of Congress and asked these so-called elected representatives, these leeches, these frauds, likely pedophiles, these people who are protected by and do the bidding of their paymasters on Rothschild Boulevard in Tel Aviv. They could not answer the simple question, who do you care about more, Congressman, the American people or Israel? Who do you care about more? Did you get one straight answer? I think Andy Biggs was the only straight answer that you got. And even, you know, even he has taken quite a bit of money from that lobby. The only lobby, by the way, that's allowed in Washington, D.C. on behalf of a foreign nation without having to register with FARA. Disgusting.
Yeah, sorry, it seems to be all the way up and down through AIPAC, whether you're just some lowly random congressman, whether you're a high-ranking member of Congress, or whether you're Miriam Adelson yourself, you just don't answer that question. You know, who do you care about more, the United States or Israel? Just don't answer the question. Just keep on walking. Just look at whoever's asking you, whichever stupid, disgusting American with all of the hatred that you have for them, and just keep on walking. But regardless, moving on here, speaking of Israel, on these disgusting creations of Israel, Mohammed al-Jawlani, as he used to be known when he was wanted dead or alive by the United States, supposedly, he's now known as Mohammed al-Sharaa. He's been installed as the leader of Syria. He's been put in a suit.
You know, I thought that was the new mayor of New York.
Yeah, well, it's a different hard guy? To keep all these guys straight.
Yeah, all these foreigners.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's some guy called Zohar. That's right.
All of these Jewish bioweapons, these brown Jewish bioweapons just all over the world, it is hard to keep them all straight, especially when they're running around here in the United States, which this al-Jawlani, al-Sharaa, whatever we're going to call him, he is. He's at the White House right now meeting with Donald Trump. They've taken off his turban. They've taken off his dress, and they've put on a nice suit and tie. They've introduced him to a bunch of central bankers. They've taken him on tours of Europe. Trump has gone overseas to meet with him, and now they're hosting this guy at the White House. American citizens on January 6th, tried to enter the United States Capitol, and they were shot and killed, or they were beaten to death.
And then they were called terrorists.
Yes, exactly. And then you have this actual terrorist who goes around slaughtering Christians, but he's the type of terrorist who was created by the CIA, the type of terrorist who was created by the Mossad. And so he gets a free pass. He can order the killing of hundreds of thousands of Christians. He can order the slaughter of the Alawites, the rape of little girls. They can keep people in cages and post videos of them on social media. And it's all okay, because they were doing that on behalf of the greater agenda of greater Israel. These people were brought in to send Syria into chaos, create a set of circumstances necessary for the war that's going on right now and that's about to get a whole lot bigger. And he's being rewarded with millions of dollars, billions of dollars, and trips to the White House and this fake legitimacy on the international stage. But I was in an X space really early this morning, and I hadn't even thought of it from this angle, but I do want to throw this out there. There were a number of veterans in the space saying, today's the Marine Corps' birthday, tomorrow's Veterans Day, and you have this guy who you sent American soldiers, American Marines, to go spill their blood to chase this guy and all of his buddies down. And then now you're just spitting in the face, not just of the military, but you're spitting in the face of all Americans when you bring this guy to the White House on this week of all weeks, but any day of the year. And you bring this guy to the White House and treat him like he's someone worthy of meeting with the President of the United States. This should just go to show just how the United States government, just like the Israeli government, just like all of these others, just a crime ring. It's a geopolitical crime ring. The terrorism, the human trafficking, the drug trafficking, it all just, the money trains, it all just goes right back into this one big tangled Zionist occupied web that's ruling over this country and so much
else. It's just
else
a big screenplay, and they're actors, and they get paid just like actors in Hollywood get paid. They get paid millions and millions of dollars to play the actor, to play the role of the guy that's, you know, the guy in the turban, the sand people that are ordering the execution of Christians. It's not really him. You know, he's being told, you're playing the role of this guy that's going to order the executions of and the slaughter of all of these Christians, when actually the puppeteers are the very same people that pull the strings in Hollywood for, you know, the flicks that you go watch in the movie theaters.
Yeah, and speaking of those puppeteers, you know, there's a lot of people out there who believe that this Al Jilani, Al Sharaa character is actually the son of a Mossad agent who was on deep cover in the Middle East living as a Muslim, organizing Muslim terrorist groups and taking Muslim wives. And this is a real program. There's no doubt that this program existed where these Mossad agents were put under deep cover to start these terror networks and kind of, you know, seed the royalty of these terror networks. So there's a lot of people out there who believe that he is the son of one of these deep cover agents. And it wouldn't surprise me at all. I don't think it would surprise anyone at all. I mean, where did he come from? Oh, maybe they pulled him right out of this pipeline here. It's central casting. And then you just thrust him right into this position. But a bunch of other actors, the people who are in Congress right now, they're saying that they've come to a deal to reach the end of the government shutdown. Of course, this happens just a week after the elections, you know, the big political stunt. Everybody's at each other's throats. The Republicans are responsible. The Democrats are responsible. Well, now the little election cycle is over and they say that they're going to keep the government funded and they're going to keep everything going. You know, they can't tell us who won this dispute. The Republicans say that they won. The Democrats say that they won. It's all a big charade to keep on spending American money, to keep on sending American money, not just overseas, but to these invaders. This whole food stamp crisis that has been thrown up in our faces on TV over the past 2 weeks. And I've said this a million times on the Base Report, but I'll say it again now. The food stamps are feeding illegals. Food stamps are feeding invaders. That is now the majority of who is on food stamps in this country are people of foreign origin. You know, conservatives especially have a tendency to go, oh, those damn blacks. Those blacks are sucking up all the food stamp money. Those damn blacks and their welfare. Well, it's really not the blacks anymore. It's foreigners. They have superseded the blacks. Blacks have already been replaced. Whites are going to be replaced next. And foreigners are being fed by these food stamp programs. And that's the big winners in all of this. The American people keep on paying their taxes and the foreigners keep on eating. And then what, 6 months from now, we'll have another big orchestrated budget crisis on TV and we'll go through this whole charade again. And then they'll fund the government and then they'll do it all over again. It's the same thing over and over again, the same actors. But back to you, Stu.
Wow. I mean, that was a lot. If you
want
more,
I know that was a mouthful this evening. It was a lot to cover.
It was, yes, it was. If you want more of that, you can follow him on X at Real Stocks. There it is. Or the Based Report. It airs just before the Stu Peters Show Monday through Friday, right here on the Stu Peters Network. You can find it. And by the way, Frankie Stocks will very likely be appearing on TV soon as well, because it sounds like the people over at BEK, B-E-K, the news network that hosts us regionally, I think we're in like six different states, they have some openings in their programming, and Frankie Stocks is being considered. So that'll be great. We'll get to that when we can. There will be a congratulations in order as soon as he's there, and I just cannot believe. I mean, hats off, tip my hat, salute to these people over at BEK. For sticking with us and the Stu Peters Show as long as they did. And they have, we know, received a whole lot of blowback for continuing to have us on there. But we are in five states, and I think that the plan is to go nationwide, if I'm not mistaken. They're going to be nationwide on TV, so people will be J-pilled in mass. We already have about 5.3 million daily viewers over there in five states. I think it's Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Iowa. So there might be six of them, actually. But anyway, more from Frankie Stocks. You can find him, again, just before the flagship show every day on Rumble and at StuPeters.com, as well as on my X. He's clipped up and all over Instagram. You can follow him there, too, on X at Real Stocks. Make sure that you go give him a follow. More of the Stu Peters Show continues next. We got a lot to cover here today. This is going to be kind of an extended show for those of you in Stu Crew, so stick with us. We'll be right back.
This Black Friday, don't just scroll, take a stand. Join the movement that can't be censored. The Stu Peters Locals community is where truth seekers come together to unite. Right now, during our Black Friday special, you can subscribe for less than a cup of coffee and get exclusive access to behind-the-scenes content, live chats, and early drops. We are thankful for your support. And the month of November, we are giving you the first month for just $5. Join now at StuPeters.tv.
I can control what I put into my mouth. I can control what I feed to my child. I can control how I grow my food and if I want to spray pesticides or not. But I cannot control the experiments over my head.
Within an hour, It spreads out. It creates a blanket.
We're in a war. This is a war against me, you, our children, our grandchildren, and generations to come. This is war raised upon us.
These programs consist of spraying tons of patented aerosol pollutants into our skies without public consent. This includes aluminum, barium, strontium, and more.
It's targeting your food, your water, and it's coming in multiple different ways.
If people want to know if this is a real thing, states have bills to ban it.
I think there are now 32 states that have taken an attempt at this. This has become a huge issue.
If your average citizen knew the truth of what's going on and what they're being exposed to without their consent, they would be outraged and they would take action.
I don't want some creep ramming chemicals down my throat without my permission.
We need to prosecute those people that are doing it.
Do we stand in one spot and say enough is enough? And if they don't listen, we take it to the next step?
You've been doing this for a while?
Yep.
Long time. People do care.
Yep.
We care deep.
I know that.
So we're now getting really involved, and now we're going to bring something legal against your company.